This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
To work with us on your podcast, go to soundrebel.co.uk.
I think people get intimidated thinking, I've got to run a marathon, I've got to write a book, I've got to host a summit. It is not that. It is, how can you be a lighthouse for the people in your immediate circle, in your community, right? Is it bringing an alcohol-free wine or beverage to the next party and allowing people to try it, bring enough for everybody? Is it going to your favorite restaurant and saying, hey, could I help you expand your mocktail list? These are the brands I really would love to see on, right? It's small. Is it, could you donate some books to your library, some Quitlet books to your library? It is so small. It does not have to be these grandiose things. It does not. There are lots of ways that you can support and help and be a lighthouse for other people just by being you. And that is the message. It is just be your amazing sober self and you are going to light up this world.
That's this week's guest on the podcast, the fabulous Maggie Clarsons, who is based in the States. We first met Maggie, oh, it's well over 2 years ago now. She's been a community member. She Zooms with OTI, and she's also the formidable force behind the Sober Summit, which she created a couple of years ago now. We're going to let Maggie do all the talking, obviously. But before we do it, we do mention this throughout the course of the episode. If you would like further information and you want to sign up as a guest for the online Sober Summit, it's absolutely free. It won't cost you a penny. There are options to upgrade if you want the all access pass. But if you just want to watch the speakers, there's something like, I think there's 24 of them over the course of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week. You will find all the information online. Go to thesobersummit.com. Right, let's get into this week's episode.
Over the Influence is no longer just a podcast. Our online community is buzzing with people like you.
Hello, I'm Aaron and I live in Bonnie, Scotland. My life used to revolve around alcohol. I went to the local pub every night. All of my friends drank and I couldn't imagine a life without booze. Slowly but surely, time took its toll and I got tired of this life. Sober curious, I took a leap and joined OTI. How my life has changed. I'm now a year and a half sober and loving every minute of it. For me, OTI is a place where we can celebrate the joys of alcohol-free life without any judgment. The most amazing connections and friendships have been made through this community. Come join us and have a good laugh at the same time.
You've heard the podcast. Now join the conversation. Go to overtheinfluence.co.uk.
Welcome to this week's episode of Over the Influence. It's ace to have you listening, as always. My name is Sharon Hartley. Everybody calls me Shaz. I'm based in Lancashire in the northwest of England. 6 years alcohol-free, sober, teetotal, however you want to describe it. Knocked booze on the head 6 years ago, which, I mean, you can hear me smiling now. Every time I say it, it's like, wow, did I really do that? Yes, I did. I only ever meant to take a break from the booze. I was going to get fully back on it because after my break, it would have been December. And I'm like, oh, here we go. Can't remember December. Let's go there. I never looked back. Everything began to change. And some would say that it's the life-changing magic of quitting alcohol. But I'll...
Are you there already?
I'm not going to... Only took me about 60 seconds, that one. Anyway, moving on. I've got a book out, January 25. Cannot wait. And it's all part of the story, honestly. And genuinely, it is, from the heart, life-changing. I drank too much, too quickly, far too often, and I fell head over heels in love with sobriety. I didn't know what it was. And not only has this all happened over the last 6 years and continues, you know, to do so, it's all related to today's guest and what we're here to talk about, because I'm speaking at the Sober Summit and I wouldn't have been doing that if I hadn't stopped drinking. I wouldn't have met Maggie, blah, blah, blah. Hold that thought, Maggie. Just hold that thought. What a rambling intro that was, Ben. Help me out. I'm all over it, Sean.
Hi, I'm Ben. I'm 36, live in Liverpool. Been alcohol-free for just over 4 years now. It's life-changing magic, Shaz, isn't it? Life-changing magic of quitting alcohol.
Thank you.
January the 2nd, 2025.
Thank you. Pre-order on Amazon.
I'm really excited about today. I was actually thinking back to the first time you met Maggie, because Maggie was a community member. I mean, Maggie, you've been a part of what we've done for a few years now. And
forever.
I remember Maggie.
I'm still a community member.
Still is.
I'm still am. I never left.
Good. But I remember Maggie saying to us, Ben and Shaz, OTI should really do this really cool thing called a summit. And we were like, okay, we don't know what that means. Maggie's like, but really? Summits, they're like huge in the States. Like, you'd be like, yeah, we don't know what that is, but rather than we do it, why don't we support you to do it?
You can do it.
And now it is. It's just phenomenal. I love talking to community members. I love talking to community members who've gone on to do incredible things, especially within this space. Go on, Shaz, back to you for the intro. But I'm really excited about this conversation.
Yeah. It's so good, isn't it, Ben? I feel like we're talking about Maggie behind her back, but Celeve, she's here listening. Yeah. When you do see not only lives change, but big things start to happen. And this Al Shaw, let Maggie tell the story. Maggie Clarsons, it is wonderful to have you back on the podcast. Thank you for finding some time, because organising a global sober summit, it's not an easy task. Welcome to Over the Influence. How the heck are you?
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. I get so nervous to talk to you guys all the time, because
why?
To me, I'm fangirling. I mean, I owe so much to both of you. I hope you know that you not only helped me get sober, but you helped me create this dream life that I never thought I would have. Doing the Sober Summit, I wake up every day so excited to work on it, to help other people, to interview all these amazing people in the space. And, you know, it's the pinch me moment, Shaz, mm-hmm. that you're like, am I really doing this?
Yeah.
And I owe so much of it to you guys. You guys, at my heart, it's is so full because
it's amazing.
So thank you.
Maggie, thank you. Before we get into talking about the Sober Summit, what it's all about, what inspired you, why you do it, who you've got lined up, and all that jazz, just give us a little bit of an overview and a reminder as to who you are, where you're based, why did you stop drinking, and how life has changed. I mean, that in itself is going to take an hour, isn't it? But we'll try and keep that bit concise, and then we'll go on to talk about the Sober Summit.
I will. So I'm based in Virginia in the U.S. outside of Washington, D.C. And, you know, a lot of my story is shared before, but I really got sucked into mommy wine culture, and specifically around the pandemic, right? When I was able to order cases of wine to my door, and I thought, oh, isn't this the best thing ever? You know, this pandemic is fantastic. And really getting sucked into this idea that we need to reach for wine or alcohol or anything, whatever your vice might be. For me, it was wine. But whenever I was happy, sad, you know, frustrated, excited, whatever emotion I was feeling, it was like, oh, that's a good excuse for a glass of wine. And for me, I felt that because I was drinking wine and I wasn't, you know, belling up to the bar with the beer and I wasn't doing shots, that I was okay, right? Because I was a sophisticated wine drinker, that my relationship with alcohol was okay because of that. And so I used that very much as an excuse, as figuring out who I was. I was a sophisticated wine drinker. That's who I was. And I really identified with that. I really fed into that. I loved learning about wine and, you know, going to the wine store and reading the wine labels. I really kind of put that as part of my identity. And it wasn't until I started becoming very territorial with my wine. I used to look at my husband's glass and say, oh my gosh, he's got more than me. He's got more than me. I better go pour some more. You know, I want to make sure I get my fair share of that bottle we opened. That it really just was like this tap on the shoulder of going, is this really the type of relationship that's a healthy one? And I was really into health and fitness. I was really everything else, you know, working out, eating right, all that other stuff. But never would I ever question my wine, because again, it wasn't, I felt like I was safe because I wasn't doing shots or drinking beer during the day. It was just a nightly wine habit. But even that nightly wine habit, it can get you. It can take a hold of you and it can take control over you. And that's what happened to me, especially during the pandemic when we all gave a huge excuse for us to start drinking to get through it all. So that's a bit about me, you know, and it wasn't, you know, far into my journey of being alcohol free that I thought this life. Oh, so to back up, I have to say, I took Shaz's 100 day challenge. I thought I'm going to get this telegram from Shaz. Yay! That's what's going to do it.
Love it.
That was my motivator to do 100 days. And I remember my husband turning to me on day 101 saying, well, what are you going to do next? And I go, I'm doing it again. I'm going to do another 100 days because I feel so amazing. And now I want to go share it with other people. And I think a lot of us can resonate this. When we get to a certain point in our sobriety, we go, oh my gosh, I now have this superpower. I got to go tell the world. So the summit is my way of you know, turning around, paying it forward and trying to help others, people understand the benefits of living alcohol free.
This is going to sound patronizing and I really don't mean it to, Maggie, but my God, you can tell that you've been doing hundreds of hours of interviews. You are so slick and polished. It's amazing.
Oh gosh, it's so good. It's so funny you say that because when you guys put this back on me, I mean, I'm so outside my comfort zone of doing this. I sweat profusely every time I'm doing
same.
These interviews.
Oh, I still do. 4 years down the line with this, don't you worry.
Yeah, I'm so outside my comfort zone. And, you know, there's times when I go, damn, Shaz and Ben for, you know, putting this back on me. Because it is. It really has been a challenge for me of really pushing me outside my comfort zone because this is not really... I don't like to be the face of things. And so, but I am also so grateful to you for doing that, right? Sometimes you need that push. Sometimes you need that kick in the butt to say you can do this.
Actually, let's rewind to the very first Sober Summit. It was myself and Ben, I think from memory, that were your very first guests. And we were like, look, we'll chat, talk to us, we'll hold your hand. And then she's got on, Ben, to create this global phenomenon.
Yeah, amazing.
Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely amazing.
From that very nervous and apprehensive and anxious sort of steps, you know, to put a face to it, to put a voice to it all and to actually do it. And we loved being a part of that. And we still are very grateful that we're a part of that, Maggie. So you should be so incredibly proud of what you've created.
Oh, I am. I am really proud. I mean, I look back sometimes and think, but, you know, same with you writing the book. It's like, did I really just do that? Am I really doing this? Every time it's a pinch me moment of going, I can't believe, one, I get to do this. And then it's the pride of like, wow, you actually are doing it. And it feels so, so good.
Well, let's talk about where it all came from then, Maggie. Tell the story from your perspective. Your words were, you put it back on me. Talk us through that bit.
Yeah. So I had attended a few health and wellness summits in my day. I really love, you know, learning and, you know, I was, again, very into health and fitness. So I was learning through all different avenues and summits were one of them. And so one day I went to go look for an alcohol-free summit and I couldn't find one. I thought, gosh, there really needs to be one. So I thought, I know exactly who should be the face of it. Shaz and Ben, because they are just, right? You're so good at interviewing. You're used to doing it. And I thought, I'll just be on the back end. I'll do the marketing, the website. I'll just be the, you know, the person on the behind the scenes. And so I pitched the idea to you and you guys were so lovely. I mean, you're so nice about it saying, well, what is a summit?
Yeah.
Right? I don't even know what it is. So explaining to you, and I think, Ben, your words were, I think that's a U.S. thing.
Yeah.
And so you were really nice in saying, you know, obviously, Ben, you just had your new baby. Yeah. And Shaz, I think you were doing the play at the time. You guys are both very
chaos.
Busy people.
Yeah, it was
very
chaos.
Chaotic. So, you know, it was really very nice. But you said politely, no, but we'll be a part of it if you do. And so, and I share this story all the time. Anytime I'm interviewed, I share the story of how I pitched it to you guys and you said no, but we'll be a part of it. So I had your two names. And so I start going out to other people saying, well, Shaz and Ben are going to be a part of it. And once you know, your names do something in this space.
You're going, really,
oh, okay,
funny.
I'll join. If Shaz and Ben are joining, I'll do it. So slowly but surely, I started getting more and more people saying yes. And it's funny because people come to me and say, well, how did you get these people to be on it? This is your first time doing it and you got all these people. I go, I asked.
Yeah.
I literally just asked. And I have passion behind it, right? I was excited about it. I knew it was an idea that could really help a lot of people. And yes, slowly but surely, I got William Porter and Andy Ramage and Annie Grace. I mean, it's just amazing. And now I have people come out of the blue saying, how can I be a part of it? How can I support it? Which is amazing. So it's just incredible.
You're really making us laugh. And this is a positive thing. Obviously, we've been with you from the start and we see some of the back end, how it works and your emails and your marketing and your guest list and your visuals. It is the slickest thing we ever did see. Yesterday, I had to message Kelly, who works with us on our tech on the website. I did not know how to correct a typo on our own website. I didn't know how to get in it. And I said, Kelly, can you just change that word, please? There's a spelling error. What you do as a one-woman setup, it's phenomenal. All you need to do is go to the website, thesobersummit.com, click on that, and it is... It's just such a fantastic overall production. Never mind the speakers, which we'll come on to, what you've got lined up. You're just so shit hot at this, Maggie. It's probably a treat that myself and Ben went, but we're too busy, to be honest. You didn't need us helping out. We're useless in the back sort of stuff like that.
The back end stuff is what I love to do, right? I like to be behind the scenes. I like the kind of the tedious work of building a website and doing all that. I really do like it. Social media now, I'm not great at that. But so if anyone's listening and wants to help do my social media, please.
It's a job in itself, isn't it?
It really is. It really is. But no, I really do enjoy that kind of back end thing. And it was really important to me to, you know, I've recently rebranded and it's really important to me to kind of come to the table with a website and visuals that really make people feel calm and safe. It's really important to me when you come to a website to feel that way. And so that's what I'm trying to portray in my new branding. So
Maggie, I think there might be some people out there listening going, what is a summit? Is that a US thing? Just talk, before we talk about the Sober Summit, can you just tell us about the concept of summits?
Yeah, so a summit for me, right? So there are in-person summits, which is like a conference you'd go to, right? But in my case, this is a virtual summit. So you can be in your PJs, in bed, listening and doing it just from the comfort of your own home, which I love. But a summit is basically, for me, it's a virtual conference where it's 3 days. We've got tons of speakers. Everything's pre-recorded in that sense, so you don't have to attend anything live. But it's a way for us to get together some of the best authors, podcasters, experts, influencers in the space. And really, it's twofold for this type of conference that I'm doing. But half of it is them telling their inspirational stories of how they got sober, which I think is really, really important because we can learn a lot from other people's stories. Even if you don't feel like that person you could resonate with their entire story, listen to it because there's parts of everyone's story that you're going to go, I just learned something right there about myself. So I find, you know, the storytelling to be very, very pivotal. And then, you know, we share about a topic, whatever topic that speaker wants to talk about. For you, Shaz, it was the life-changing, you know, magic of quitting alcohol.
And Ben, don't you raise your eyes at me, Ben Anderson.
What?
That was my topic. Okay.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
No, it is. It's stop drinking and start living, I think is the subtext.
That's the subtitle.
It's amazing. So, you know, these attendees get to hear inspirational stories, but then also come away with tools and resources to put in their sobriety toolbox and, you know, the motivation that they might need to get up and do something different. And so it's for me, it's an educational thing. I think someone's once told me that this is, you know, sobriety is really about growth and development. It's a personal journey. And that's exactly what this is. So much of it is the alcohol piece, and then there's everything else. And so you just learn so much about yourself in sobriety, and it's these tools and resources that really help you get the most out of it and really feel like I'm now living. I'm now free from alcohol and I'm really doing it.
So what's it like for you now, sitting, interviewing all these people? It's a massive role reversal. You know, I was a guest and I cannot wait for you to share it, because it was just such a joy to chat to you. But reverse the roles, you know, we're talking to you now. You've been a guest on our podcast a couple of times now. It's flipped and you're sitting there now, you're chatting to me. You've spoken to, like you say, Andy Ramage, William Porter, anyways, whoever it might be. And you're the face of it all. It's flipped. How does that feel?
It's like I said, it's uncomfortable, right? I get to interview these people who have been so pivotal in my journey and continue to be. So, you know, when we talk about doing the work in sobriety and really staying close to the messaging around sobriety, this is me continuing my own journey. So every time I do the summit, I'm learning so much from these speakers. I'm continuing to grow and push myself in my own sober journey. And that to me is really important, so that I never become complacent. I never want to get so far from it that I don't remember why I'm doing it in the first place, or, you know, life becomes too much for me. When I stay close to all these tools and resources and continuing to learn new things, it helps me in my own sober journey, and it just helps me in life so much better, right? I can handle things better. I enjoy life better. And so I feel a bit selfish, right? I get to learn all these things from these people, but then I also, you know, I get to share it with the world. And so it is twofold. But I really do fangirl being able to interview some incredible, incredible people in this space.
I'm just looking at the people you've got, actually. And you know what? It's lovely to see some faces that we've seen before. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you'll remember Todd Kinney, author of I Didn't Believe It Either. When did we speak to him, Shaz?
Oh, earlier this year, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, there she is, Sharon Hartley.
Oh, thank you. Look at the picture.
Yeah,
I've got a proper picture and everything this year. What was so embarrassing? Oh my God. And again, you know, like you, Maggie, it's like, it's not what we do. We didn't know what we were doing. Maggie says, Sean, can you just send me a photo for the website? So I chose my best one from the top of Helvellyn, which is one of the highest mountains in England, just in a bobble hat, looking like I was happy to be alive. Yeah. And you had all these other really smart pictures. And I'm thinking, oh, shit, she meant a posh one.
Yeah, yeah.
I just sent her like a holiday snap. Anyway, we've changed that this year. Carl's professional author. Yeah. So
good to see Nigel Jones.
It looks amazing.
Sober Dave. We love Sober Dave.
Yes,
Dave Wilson.
Brilliant.
Sober Dave's in there. Brilliant.
He's amazing.
He's a great guy. Isn't
what an incredible guy. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So knowledgeable. I learned so much from him.
Yeah.
That was a great interview.
Jane Lee Grace, founder of the Sober Club. Jane Lee Grace was on Radio 2, wasn't she, for ages?
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Steve Wright. Jeep with Rick. You spoke to Jeep, didn't you? There's loads of people. Like, the list just keeps on going. It's absolutely fab. I mean, how does it work then, Maggie? Like, how long are you speaking to these people for?
Yeah, so it's under an hour. So again, it's really the first half is their story and the second half is the topic that we identify mm-hmm. ahead of time. And so, yeah, it's under an hour. I want it to be, you know, you can always skip through people's stories if you just want to get to the topic, or you can pick and choose the people that you resonate with and want to listen to, or you can choose the topic that you resonate and want to listen to. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I try to get an array of topics and people so that there's something for everybody. But yeah, it's really fun. Some great interviews.
Some really cool topics, like Jane Lee Grace. Hers is holistic sobriety, which sounds interesting. Finding your passion in sobriety with Jeep. Todd, strategies for when your partner doesn't understand. Ooh, I bet that's a good one. I love that Todd used the word strategies. You know,
he's such a lawyer.
Very
isn't he?
Todd. Yeah. How to make a jammy jam mule with Deb. I like that one. I can't say Deb's surname.
Yeah, so we have...
I'm not going to try.
Oh, it's Podlager. I told her when I interviewed her, she goes, it's Podlager, like a lager. And I said, well, you need to make your own non-alcoholic lager then. And
absolutely.
Call it the Podlager. But yeah, I tried to mix things up a little bit this time. And we have two amazing mocktail experts. So Deb Podlager from Mocktail Mom and Derek Santiago from Mocktail Whiz, yeah. Both making up a recipe. And I got to have my own little like cooking show in my kitchen for those interviews. It was really fun. And they're delicious, right? They're really good. So all the recipes will be shared with people ahead of time so they can make it with us if they'd like to.
But I really like things like top tips for traveling sober. Like, that's something that gets talked about in the community all the time. You know, I'm going on my first alcohol-free holiday.
Yeah, or, weekly, isn't it? It comes up all the time.
All the time. Running for recovery with Amber Graziano. That's a cool name, isn't it? I'm Amber. Amber Graziano. Ooh, I want to be Ben Graziano.
She's amazing. She's amazing.
Yeah. There's some really cool, like, loads of really varied stuff. How to navigate your emotions. Learn to think different, to drink different. That one's with Maggie Jensen. Like, there's so much stuff
Oh,
here.
She was amazing.
What was your favourite?
Maggie was great.
Can you pick your favourite?
Don't do that to me, Ben.
There's only one answer here, Maggie. It's very simple.
Think carefully. We got there. Flipping egg.
Jazz was so fun because I get off these interviews and my husband can tell whether they went really well. The majority of the time they go amazingly. But I was so buzzing from your interview, Jazz. I was like, that was so good. I cannot wait for people to listen to it. Because when you talk to Shaz, I feel like if you ever are at a point in sobriety where you just need a little pick me up, you just go listen to Shaz, because she's just like,
face with it.
This is ace, this is glorious, this is amazing. I mean, she just it's just incredible. She just puts sobriety on the pedestal that we used to always put, you know, alcohol on, and you just feel like, yeah, I want to jump on her train. That's amazing.
But it's really important as well to remind people of that. Yes, I did put alcohol on that pedestal. It was the center of my world. It was the be all and end all. It defined exactly who I was. And now to be given an opportunity with you at the Sober Summit to use this platform of Over the Influence, be it the podcast, the premium podcast, or the community, I can shout as loud as I like now about not drinking, because it's genuine and it's passionate. And if you're not interested, that's fine, because you can literally turn it off or scroll past. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's for the people that need to know, that want to know, that are scared, that are nervous, that are thinking, like me 6 years ago, I can't live without alcohol in my life. I can't, and I won't, and I never want to. It's rubbish. And so I remember the chat we had just a couple of weeks ago when you were recording, Maggie. And I thought, God, I've got an entire hour now just to sit here and sing, like, loudly, sing like a canary about sobriety. Isn't it good? Isn't it brilliant? Isn't it life-changing? Because I mean it all, and it just all comes from the heart. So again, thank you.
What did you talk about, Shaz?
Oh, it's amazing.
I talked very much about my topic, which you'll find it's the life-changing magic of quitting alcohol, stop drinking, and start living. Yeah. 2nd of January, 2025 release. Pre-order, actually, available on Amazon.
Right, yeah, no, I never knew that. You should have mentioned it.
Oh, did you not? Yeah. Thank you. Might put a link in the show notes, you never know. Why not? Anyway, this is about Maggie and the Sober Summit. Okay. Let's bring it back.
What you're saying is you've got to sign up for the Sober Summit if you want to hear what Shaz talked about. You're not going to give it away now. Which is only, to be fair, it's only later this week when this podcast comes out. Because it's Wednesday, isn't it, Maggie?
Yes. So it's Wednesday, September 25th through the 27th. So, you know, just to explain a little bit about how it works. So we've got 24 speakers. We have 8 speakers going each day. And every day, everyone around the world, let's just be clear, has the same 24 hours to listen to it, whether it starts at 8 a.m. Eastern my time or later in the day in London time, whatever, wherever you are in the world, you get the same 24 hours as everybody else. But you'll have 24 hours to listen to that day's speakers, and then we'll move on to the next days. And you can always purchase the All Access Pass if you want extended access to all the interviews. You have a year to listen to them. There's a private podcast to listen on the go. And then we have over $800 worth of bonuses from our speakers. That is just, everyone's just so generous. They're like, yes, let me give you this course. Let me give you this workshop. I'm going to throw in my book. It's just, it's a great way to kickstart your sober journey. So it's amazing. It's amazing.
So let's just break it down and make it clear how it works. The Sober Summit, in the main, you can have it for free. Yeah?
Correct.
So if somebody's listening now and they're thinking, this sounds right up my street, it's not going to cost me a penny, what do they need to do today?
They need to go to thesobersummit.com. They need to get their free ticket to register. And then they will be able to go in on Wednesday, the 25th, and they will be able to listen to day one's 8 speakers. And then on the 26th, they'll be able to listen to day 2 and day 3 and so on. And so we're going to be having, we have a community inside the platform, so you can meet other like-minded people, find your sober bestie. And then we have a lot of fun too. So we're playing bingo. There's a chance to win a bunch of prizes. Shaz is giving away a couple of copies of her book, which is amazing.
Just a couple. You see that? Just a couple.
just a couple.
For everyone else, you can go and bloody buy it. How about that?
And then we also have a digital goodie bag for all attendees. So you can get exclusive discounts to products and services from the sober community. So we've got a lot of beverage companies that are throwing in discounts. We've got coaching services, discounts in those. So it's, you know, a little digital goodie bag for all attendees. So it's a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun.
So that's all at the free level, which is amazing. Like, wow, what a load of content you're going to get for that. But you can upgrade to access all areas. Is that what it's called?
The all access pass.
All access. Yeah.
Yep. So that all access pass gives you extended access and actually immediate access. So if you sign up today for the All Access Pass, you get immediate access to all the interviews. So you'll have them for a year. You'll get the private podcast to listen on the go, and then you'll get over $800 worth of bonuses from the speakers. So it's a really great deal.
Unbelievable. And in the run up to this, you know, there's only a couple of days to go as we speak. How the hell are you? How are you keeping it all together?
I'm just excited. I'm really excited. I don't know if I told you guys this, but I recently this summer quit my corporate job to do this full time.
No,
because I just love
that's
it.
That's amazing,
so much.
Maggie. Yes. I didn't know that. Yes, Maggie. Yes. Get in. That's so good.
I love this so much. This is my passion. I'm so grateful for this opportunity, and it feels like I've been given the most amazing gift of being able to help other people. When I get comments and emails from people who attended the summit in April of 2023, and they say, I just want to let you know I'm over a year sober because I attended the Sober Summit.
Amazing.
I get goosebumps every time I get one of those messages. It's incredible. And so I'm very, very grateful. And in order to continue to help people, I wanted to go all in. So this is me going all in, and I'm really excited. I'm really excited. We're launching a community on the back end of this. We have our coaching services that are available now too. So I'm hoping there's a bunch of different avenues for me to continue to help people in this space.
It's a really great space, isn't it? And I think, you know, at this point, you know, like the phrase collaboration, not competition comes to mind, because you talk about community. That's something that, you know, we kind of dabble in a bit as well, like over the influence. Coaching, again, something we kind of dabble in. Connection, like-minded people. There are lots of crossovers here, aren't there? But it really is that kind of place where, you know, of course, we want you on the podcast. We want to talk to you about it. We want people to go. We want people to sign up to the Sober Summit. Like, we're delighted that you quit your corporate job.
Yeah.
And we're doing this full time, because I think it is that kind of space, isn't it? Where people do want, like, we're doing this for, you know, a very good reason, which is we've benefited. We see hundreds now, well, thousands of people have come through OTI, and the messages that we get, the goosebump messages like you were just talking about, you know, it's just such a lovely space. And I think, you know, for me personally, and I know Shaz feels the same way, seeing you go and do this, Maggie, is unbelievable. And I just want to challenge anyone who's listening, you know, what can you do? You know, what can you do in this space? What skills do you have that other people might not have? How can you apply them to help people? Like, this is your call to action, really. Now, if you can do something to help, why aren't you doing it? You know, and I get that people are listening to this and they're, you know, sober curious at this point, and they might be really early, and there's a lot of focus and attention going into keeping themselves alcohol free, and, you know, people are starting to kind of build the foundation and then build on. But actually, if you're at a point where you feel confident in your alcohol freeness, you've got things together, and maybe you are sleeping better, and, you know, what can you do you feel the same way, Maggie?
100%. And I think people get intimidated thinking, I've got to run a marathon, I've got to write a book, I've got to host a summit. It is not that. It is, how can you be a lighthouse for the people in your immediate circle, in your community, right? Is it bringing an alcohol free wine or beverage to the next party and allowing people to try it, bring enough for everybody? Is it going to your favorite restaurant and saying, hey, Could I help you expand your mocktail list? These are the brands I really would love to see on, right? That it's small. Is it, could you donate some books to your library, some Quitlet books to your library? It it is so small. It does not have to be these grandiose things. It does not. There are lots of ways that you can support and help and be a lighthouse for other people just by being you. And that is what, that is the message. It is just be your amazing sober self and you're going to light up this world.
Love that. Amazing. I've got a question for you. That's, I suppose it's a little bit away now from the sober summit, but it's all connected. What do your husband and kids make of it, Maggie? You know, you've said there that you've left your job, and so you remind me of myself in a lot of ways actually. About, you know, we talked before about the obsession and the wine and sophisticated drink and obsessed. It was alcohol, and now you know you've gone, to coin my term, like full arse into this, head first into this,
and full ass in Maggie's.
Full ass. And it can be all consuming. You know, my life is nothing but work and not drinking and OTI. And sometimes I do my own heading with it, but it keeps me on the right path and I love it and I'm passionate about it. And the impacts have been positive. I'd love to know what it's like for you and your family and what impact it's had on them from the changes over the last couple of years.
Yeah, well, I will tell you, so I get this question a lot, like, does your husband still drink? And the answer is yes, he does. But I have caught him listening to OTI multiple times.
Of course you have. Thank you. Right? Well done. Well done, Mr. Larson.
Great podcast.
So what I tell people is, I would never ask him not to drink for me, just like I would never want him to ask me to drink for him.
Yeah.
And so it really does have to be your own personal decision. It's the only way it's going to work. It can't be somebody else's decision. It has to be yours. And I, you know, just like I was talking about being a lighthouse, that's how I approach it. How can I show up in this space? How can I talk about sobriety? How can I live my life to the fullest now that I'm alcohol free and show him what it's like on this side? And in due time, I think it'll happen, right? But it's really funny too with my kids. You know, they know the term sober summit, and that kind of scares me sometimes. Where I'm like, "Are you going to school and talking about the sober summit to people?" But what this has provided me is, again, all these tools and resources that I've learned from all these speakers and doing all these interviews. I've been able to apply that to my kids, right? So learning things like different tools, right, to regulate your nervous system. I now work through those with my kids, right? So, or the storytelling narrative, whatever it is, all these tools. And I went back to be an alcohol-free coach too. So I went through Andy Ramage's course. I went through Jolene Park's course. I have so much knowledge now that I can, you know, imprint into them of saying, no, this is how we deal with a dysregulated nervous system. This is what happens when we get triggered. This is what happens when we get upset or frustrated, right? These are the tools that you can use. And what I hope I'm showing them is, you know, how to deal with your emotions, happy or sad. And that was something I was never taught as a kid. So I think it's, you know, I'm very grateful again for this continued journey, and it is continued. I continue to learn things every day, and then really being able to instill them into my kids of saying, hey, maybe we should throw on some music and start dancing, right? Like, we seem like we're upset. Let's have a dance party. Just something to really help them. Because they have, you know, their brains aren't formed yet completely. Their lid gets flipped all the time, and they don't understand why they're feeling this way. So I hope that the tools that I'm, you know, learning, I can help them become really strong, emotionally intelligent human beings when they grow up.
I love that. I love that you're, you know, taking things from the conversations, but also just the process of doing it. You know, I'm not talking about being a business owner or an entrepreneur, but, you know, you've left your job to start this. And so, you know, what are you showing your kids? Well, sometimes you've got to take a risk in life. Sometimes, you know, you have got to work hard and work longer hours than maybe someone who does a 9-to-5. You know, it's about consistency. You know, I hope that Alfie and Millie, who are my stepkids, Leo's a bit young to understand at the moment that I'm going upstairs to record a podcast again. But I hope that they see, like, you know, they see me go to work and I talk to them about why I love working for the BBC and, you know, how my kind of, you know, my passion for the job, it's something I really enjoy as well as something that pays the bills. But then they see me go upstairs every single Tuesday without fail, apart from next week. Shaz, thanks for moving the recording because I'm off to go and watch Everton play in the Carabao Cup.
But anyway, ditching me for a game of bloody football, but anyway, go on.
I got a ticket to Goodison Park knocking it down soon. Anyway, but I hope that just by doing it, you know, it's, take away the topic area, the sober summit, just the fact that you're doing it, you know, I really hope that our kids downstairs, you know, stepkids and then baby Leo as he grows up a little bit, like, I hope just by doing it, they take something from that. Yes, the lessons that you learn from the amazing people you speak to, but just the process as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, I do. And maybe I won't find out for another 10 years, but but yeah, I hope they understand that too. And I think what this has allowed me to do is really be more present for them too. So, you know, now that I'm not working a corporate 9-to-5, I can be there when the bus drops them off in the afternoon and I can spend the afternoon with them and we can make dinner together. And so it really is, it's such a gift to be able to do that. And I don't take it for granted at all. I work hard so that I can do that.
I'm trying to work this out. Is your soberversary around Easter? Is it around Easter time?
Yes.
I don't know how I know that. I think it was Easter Sunday. I don't know. So are you like 2.5 years or three?
That's
two
right.
And a half years. Yeah, you see, Maggie, I've got a lot of numbers in my head, and weirdly, yours, your soberversary, I can always work
funny.
It out, which just sounds absolutely a little bit stalkerish. But I think what it is, you must have texted me, not even this Easter, last year, to say it was your 1 year. And I think it was on our daughter's birthday. It must have been the 8th of April. And I was like, oh my God, it's Easter Sunday. Maggie's a year on call free. And here we are today talking about this. Let's just rewind again. Let's go back to Maggie the drinker coming to the end of your drinking career. If I'd have said to you, you know, as Shaz from OTI, hey, Maggie, in about 12 months' time, you're going to be running this Sober Summit and you're going to be changing, you know, potentially thousands of lives, not just in your own home country, but across the globe as well. And you're going to have people come knocking on your door wanting to be part of your Sober Summit that you created because you made one decision to remove alcohol. What would you have said to me?
I would have burst out in tears with fear. I literally would have hid under a desk somewhere. There's no way. There's just so much fear. And I think that's what, when we talk about doing hard things in sobriety, it's not that they're not hard. It's that the idea is when you're drinking, you can often say, oh yeah, I'd love to do that one day. And you never even try. But in sobriety, you go, I'd love to do that. And I'm going to try. And yes, it's scary, yeah, but I'm going to do it anyway. And that's what this is. But there's no way if I was drinking, I would do anything remotely close to this because it is so outside my comfort zone. But
that's what Ben did. That's exactly what Ben did in terms of a couple of weeks ago, Ben did the National Three Peaks. And how often did you say, Ben, you know, in the pub when you was a drinker, oh, I'll climb mountains, man. Yeah, I'm going to go do a big mountain. I don't know where your accent's from, by the way. I don't know where I've placed you in the UK, but it's certainly not
no.
from my accent. No. It's just, anyway, I'm just going to stick with it.
No, so, yeah, it's just quite a like generic lad who eats pizza and drinks
yeah,
beer.
Yeah, all yeah. All right, lads, get me to the pint. Yeah. Add some chips and a kebab.
Yeah, shot of tequila, yeah. I just drink it without the salt because I'm a lad.
But that conversation, it stayed in the pub, didn't it? And you wake up the next day and you're like, Am I balls going hiking because I've got a hangover? And yet, just a couple of weeks ago, Ben travelled to Scotland and did Ben Nevis, and then he travelled to England and did Scarfell, and then went to Wales and did Snowdon. In the process, raised thousands of pounds for a charity really close to his heart because of his son Leo. And again, it's about showing up and doing it and consistency, none of which really happens, does it, while you're still drinking?
You know what Shaz did? Maggie, you won't have heard this because we haven't released it yet. It's still in the edit. But literally, I've done this amazing, I'm going to say amazing, I'm really chuffed with myself, right? I was really scared about doing the Three Peaks Challenge. I thought I wouldn't be able to do it. So I was delighted when I did. And I was all buzzing to come on and talk about it. And then Shaz books Andy Bloody Delderfield, who's just run 5 days across Kenya, to talk about his amazing challenge. And I was like, are you having a laugh? Mine looks crap compared to Andy's 5-day Kenya trip running away from lions. Like, can you believe that?
Then we've got next week, we've got a community member that's actually flying to the moon, Ben.
Coming back to the point, you know, it is, you know, I think it's confidence, Maggie, isn't it? As well, a lot of it is confidence. You know, we talk about this all the time. You start off by removing alcohol and you think, I can't do this. Like, everyone drinks. Like, I drink at birthdays. How can I possibly do this? And then you do it and you start building up your alcohol-free confidence. And then you don't even realize it happening. But that confidence just naturally goes into other areas of your life. Like, if I can do that thing that I couldn't do, well, what else can I do that I can't do? Ah, turns out I can do that as well. You know, and that's what you're doing with this. And what's the future, Maggie? You know, what's the plan? Is there a plan? Because we've never had a plan. We've just kind of...
No, we've never had a plan.
We just put one foot in front of the other.
We don't know what we're doing later on this week, like, genuinely.
Come on, slick polish, Maggie. Have you got the 10-year business
plan? Yeah, she'll have a plan.
Yeah, of course she has.
She'll have a plan.
You know I do, because I do dream big now. So my dream would be to do a live summit someday.
Okay.
So I'm talking like kind of Tony Robbins style, you know, with the loud music and the amazing speakers and, you know, just a really cool experience for people. I think it's missing in this space, and I'd love to bring the Sober Summit to a live stage. I think that would be incredible.
Well, you know, if you pay expenses, we'll come. We don't need much, just some ham sandwiches and Diet Coke, and we're there.
We're fine. Hand luggage only. We don't even need a suitcase. Like, we'll be fine. And actually, Ben's already got his music when he comes on stage. What is it, Ben? The Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
I remember that episode.
I had a dream. Yeah. And me and Chance were walking onto a stage and it was, this is the part when I say I'm stronger than I've been before. This is the part when I break free and I can't resist it. And me and Chance walk on, hello, Vegas. You know,
orange t-shirts. We're from England, are you? How's it going? Don't drink. Look at us.
Was it a dream or was it a premonition? Who knows?
It is. I was going to say, if you turned around in your dream, did it say the Sober Summit behind you? Because that's maybe where we're going with this. I've been trying to get you guys over to the US for the last 2 years. So, I mean, I even said to Shaz, I'm going, are you doing a book tour over here? Come on. People are asking for Shaz to come over
here.
I mean, come on.
You know what?
I'm just going to talk to my people.
And you know what? It'd just make a great TV show. I want you to take your little blue mini, put it on a boat and take that blue mini across with bags of OTI merch in the back and load of books in the boot. Shazda's America. I think that'd be so fun.
But that's exactly how it would be. There's no other way to do it.
Shazda's the States. Bit of alliteration, you know.
Oh. Shazda's the States. Yeah. It's just, oh, God. Yeah. Oh, it's like, I'm going to have dreams about this tonight. It's brilliant. Maggie, you never know. You'll never know what'll happen. As every one of us on this call, like, bonkers stuff has happened over the last... Well, we've got a combined, I think, soberness of like 12 years and all that and all this crazy stuff that has happened. And one thing for me, like at the end of this episode, genuinely, I've got jaw ache, not through talking, just through smiling throughout, just watching you, Maggie, and listening to you talking to us. It just brings incredible joy. And so sobriety can be a really good laugh as well. Yeah, we've all got to navigate all the stuff it uncovers and blah, 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 and, you know, all that. Just put that to one side because life does continue. Sobriety is such epic fun. You can make it anything you want to be, can't you?
Absolutely. And I just, again, I owe so much to you guys and making that even a dream of mine, you know, to be sober and to enjoy it the way that I am. And you're right, laughing in sobriety was one of the best things.
It's the best.
It's so incredible. It's such an incredible feeling. And you guys really brought that. You bring that to life in your podcast of saying, yes, this is what life can be like. So, you know, it's incredible what you guys are doing. And the invitation is always open for you guys to be part of the Sober Summit. Always.
Thank you.
Always.
Thank you.
Right, Maggie, we haven't got much time left. What have we missed? I know you got a list there of things that we need to tick off about the Sober Summit before we get to the end of the episode, because you're the most organised person in the world ever. What haven't we talked about, Maggie? Now's the chance. Now's the time.
Quick, get it in.
Oh, my gosh. No, I think we really did cover it all. It's okay. September 25th through the 27th. It's a free event. Get your free ticket. If you want to upgrade to the All Access Pass, you don't have to. But if you want extended access, it's there, it's available. And, you know, we'll continue to do this. I do want people's feedback. Like, let me know if you're enjoying it. Let me know if there's different speakers you want to see. If you know somebody that I don't, introduce me to them. I want to know. I absolutely love meeting new people in this space and having new people. It's also, you know, it's as much for the attendees as it is for the speakers to have a platform to get in front of sober and sober curious people. And so it really, I'm really excited about it being, you know, twofold in that way. And it's just such a good time. We have so much fun. So yes, come and join us September 25th through 27th.
And just give us the website one more time.
www.thesobersummit.com.
Amazing. Maggie Clarsons, it has been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for your time. What is an incredibly busy time for you. It all kicks off day after tomorrow. It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Maggie.
Oh my gosh, thank you guys so much.